Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. What glorious weather for some playtime in the garden. Bring the kids and grandma. Get reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and don't forget about the SOAR exhibit. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. Extraordinary sights and scents are everywhere as you enter the garden. Just inside the front gate on your left is a bed of agapanthus. They are blooming throughout the garden, and if you get up close to the lovely ball of blue blooms, you can see the stripe of deeper blue in the delicate petals. This time of year, a turn past the koi pond and through the fuchsia garden is always a visual treat. Right at the entrance to the fuchsia garden are some wonderful upright fuchsias that grow well with lots of sun. They're named South Coast. This fuchsia is an American cultivar, originally introduced in 1979, and is a profusion of cream and pale pink flowers. Just across the way and past Palm Circle is the entrance to the upper meadow. This meadow is a wonderful place to explore. Just at the entrance on the right is a really beautiful yellow cymbidium. Cymbidiums are one orchid that you can put out in the yard and enjoy the graceful fountain of leaves and the long-lasting spray of blooms. As the border gardens of the upper meadow were spruced up just a couple of months ago, it's well worth the walk to see how they're filling in now. The beds of yellow and rose yarrow are lovely. The gaillardia is a very colorful background for pictures. Soft lavender trumpet-shaped flowers of the desert willows with the yellow throats are a draw for bees, birds, and hummingbirds. Also blooming here and throughout the garden are the toyon trees and the hot red bougainvilleas. More lovely blooming toyon trees can be found in the Bohannon Rose Garden, but for the bougainvilleas, you need to do a bit more walking. A fabulous red-violet bougainvillea can be seen growing up in a very tall palm along Tram Road across from Lakeview Road. The best of the hot red bougainvilleas can be found along the dirt trail that leads from Tram Road past the rare fruit orchard next to Phoebe's Meadow. There's a very pretty rosy-colored bougainvillea just up from the overlook in the palm collection and just down a path from Tram Road. But don't miss the lovely orange bougainvillea growing under the ficus trees in the Banyan Grove. If you head down the hill from the upper meadow into the Mediterranean garden, the caper bushes are blooming, and yes, this is the same bush that grows the tasty capers you add to your bagel and schmear. Also looking flush with blooms now are the island buckwheat and St. Catherine's lace. The giant chalk dudleia is blooming, the coyote mint and the Cleveland sage. The giant live forever is also blooming. The giant live forever is part of the dudleia family. Walking back along Tram Road towards the promenade, you'll walk past the sea of Mexican bush sage, a haven for hummingbirds and a wonderful backdrop for your pictures. This time of year is optimal for cactus flowers, and if you didn't notice the Echinopsis as you entered the parking lot, you can just walk up through the cactus collection to see a few more. These cactus flowers are strikingly beautiful, and it's lucky that we get a lot of them because they only last a day or two. Something to make sure you see is up the hill mixed into the white sage flower spikes. So turn left at the Ocotillo on the corner and look to your right at the Pack of Dogs topiary. Up the hill a bit, you'll see the Sapphire Tower. This plant is in the Puya family, and the fabulous turquoise blue-green flowers with vivid orange stamen come in the spring on branching stalks up to 4 feet tall. But the catch is, they don't appear every spring, so make sure you see them this year. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.